Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio. Fast, in order that the people that are not here can catch up, okay? So during the break this evening, etc., you can catch up because it's important that everybody is at the same level. So first thing, my name. This is something that you are supposed to know, but. I repeat, my name is Antonino Saggio, okay? And this is my website, follow, you click on the website, from the website, this is important because it's the way that you get to have the material, you will follow the website until the section of books. Okay, the section of books. Here is the book that you are supposed to know and about read. If you click in this part of the book, boom, you arrive in to the material of the lecture. Okay, you follow? You are doing it already in your iPhone. Very good idea. Now, these are the previous workshop that we did in the past. They've done Dante Ranni, Sauer, Eisman, Gary, Kahn, Wright. Everybody knows, I suppose, the name of this architect, correct? Yes? Yes. Okay, now we'll do a double check. Okay, this is one, because you are supposed to know, you know, we are talking about curiosity, at least to know them, walk a little bit, say something about these important names. Be sure, because I will ask in 1 second, okay, about curiosity. Then, we've done these two parts, the incredible invention and the weaved infrastructure. The first part one, the incredible invention. I added yesterday night audio. No, non c'è qua. Al solito, perché non abbiamo la cosa. But anyway, this is the recording of the whole class of yesterday. You can try and see that you have. So you can follow, the people that are not here, they can follow the audio. Please, I'd like an applause. Thank you. And I appreciate, because it's not so common that you have the audio. So I don't think that everything is like, everything is normal. No, it's not normal. Okay, it's not normal, we are not doing anything normal, we must have some energy, and we want to have results, so I'm working with you, and you're working with me until tomorrow afternoon, and we want to have results, and this is a little thing. Now, I want that somebody will lecture about these things that I added. I added few things here, we were talking about that, you know, and why I picked this image. This image coming from the lecture of yesterday, that should be pretty apparent to me, at least. What is my reasoning that I added these pictures? These pictures are are of Baghdad in the 50s, right? You remember that yesterday I mentioned about that. Okay, let's play this game to start to move a little bit our brain, okay? Aida, Ciro, dove sei, Aida? Allora, Aida, the first image, why do you think I added this image? What was the connection? Yes, the bus. Why you think so?
Well, I'm not sure, but I can always think.
No, of course you are not supposed to be sure. We are interested only on the most logical hypothesis, you know, it's something that inspires us, so. It doesn't matter. I'm not sure. Does not matter. It's just you think about it. It seems inspirational. Why? In your opinion.
I think you were trying to set up context as part of all the Baghdad pictures that you showed us. And trying to provide the context where the Hadith was brought up.
Why I picked this one? Because I found hundreds. Why I picked this one specifically? What was the connection that in a way I wanted to do? If you look, go back and forth in the website, the majority of my questions are almost always self-referential. That means that the answer is already provided in material. So, what do you think?
Yeah, maybe you found some similarities in the place where she was brought up and then London where she was kind of positioned?
That could be one. It's very, very reasonable. I was thinking another thing. What I was thinking... I was not thinking the infrastructure, though it may have a sense.
The machinery.
Clearly I was thinking about that. I said, look, in the 50s, they are already working, being in this kind of environment that probably, you know, thinking on these things, even the color are similar. So it struck me that. It just is a little bit... It apparently is a game. It's not a game, as you are going to discover. Then this is very easy. This again, it is Baghdad in the 50s. And if you look at that, you say, oh my God, you know, look at what kind of collage of things were there. A mosque and a modernist building with something that can be actually build a space more close to the 90s than what we think of the 70s, right? Or the 50s, kind of wall. So I was really curious by this image. I imagine this type of environment or landscape that may eat the imagination of a little child. Of course there is not the father and the mother of Zahid. I think that is actually the king and the queen, but that will kind of give me the idea. I was talking about this family and the role. Actually, the story is very simple, it's not very simple, but I read quickly. In 1958, the king was actually killed by an inside revolution, and they had five years or so a militaristic government, and then in 63 a kind of leftist nationalistic leftist take the power in Iraq. It was the same system that arrived up to the dictator that was finally eliminated. Com'è il nome del dittatore dell'Iraq? Saddam Hussein. Yes, okay. And then by reading, I found something very curious. They said that she lived in a Bauhaus modernist building. So the family was living in a Bauhaus modernist building. I'm not sure, but it's very probable that it's this one. There is a high chance that it's this one. I did not have the time to really look. But these are small details about that. Something that is nice to have had it. We thought about certain important keywords that we added yesterday. I think I added at the end. I think one key aspect that we were discussed is that Zahid was educated in a place in which the architectural discourse became very important. And by architectural discourse, I mean an environment in which you arrive to architecture not as a kind of cause-effect from functional to architecture or from pragmatic to architecture, but combining other thinking, lateral thinking, so philosophy, art, conceptual art, all come and basically create a choice in architecture through something that is not linear but become more network-like. So this is a way to think what we may think that is architectural discourse. Alvir Boyarsky, which is this man, was the director of the school. So you have an important duty, dear Radian, is your dean, parallel. And we are talking about the presence of the constructivist, the thesis of work. By the way, it's not a case that this is an infrastructure. This is an inhabited bridge, and Zahid made this idea of the inhabited bridge in three or four projects. And this is something that is rather interesting, for example, for person that will want to work a little more from a structural point of view. She made four or five bridges, two pretty relevant, one in Abu Dhabi that we can check in the website, and this other in Saragossa, besides other projects. So this is interesting, that is her first project is actually infrastructure, is actually an inhabited bridge. Then we thought of what we call the incredible invention. The incredible invention, it is, of course, the idea of interweaving of land and architecture, that we may call landform, we can call landform is the most used way to call, but we may also imagine that the difference between figure and ground, that was something so important, for example, for Le Corbusier, was not there. Okay. So that was the first part. The second part was this one, the weaved infrastructure. Here we were starting to discuss two projects by Zaha Hadid. What he was called the landform one, that is a small cultural center basically, but really shows clearly what the architecture wants to be. So what this architecture wants to be? How we describe it in a very simple way. Martina, Suppa. Exactly. The architecture wants to be an infrastructure. That is the simple. So that means, in our jargon, that is not necessarily that the architecture is an infrastructure, like a bridge, a railway, or something like that. Even if it is a cultural center, it wants to be an infrastructure. It's mental tendency. And that we discover makes a lot of sense for a weaved architecture, for that kind of images, that kind of landscape, etc., etc. Now, has anybody noticed that in a way I made a mistake yesterday, or something that is strangely missing? Is anybody has seen the website after the class? Well, nobody had the willing saw the time. Well, what I did, we talk about that. About the architecture that wants to be an infrastructure. Then we talked of the Vitra station, of course. Then we talked of this, and we stopped with that. But in some way, I completely forgot to talk of the other two major buildings that really express that idea, that I put in this section just to show that more clearly. And these two buildings are the Maxi Museum and the Afragola Station. And they were in that section. I forgot, but anyway, the time was the Afragola Station. So the time was 's over anyway. So we start with those two today, and then we proceed to the other section. Okay? Okay, allora, De Maxi. De Maxi in Rome. Well, when I think it is interesting just to see the image from top. Everything it is so evident in what I wanted to say. So Zaha Hadid really conceived this museum, that is the Museum of Contemporary Art in Rome, that had a long story, etc., but we are not interested in that, really as an infrastructure, in the way that basically are a series of wires that they move in the site, and these wires create interrelationship between different parts of the city, from this part to this part, to the entrance. There are entrances from this area as well as from that area, and the whole idea of the museum does not become as a series of rooms, like it is the traditional idea of museum, or not even an idea of a series of differentiated niches, like it is, for example, the Gehry Museum in Bilbao, but is really a very strong dynamic, because these fluxes basically are shaping at the same time the outside space and the inside. So here I picked always a series of images that in some way will help us to understand that issue. Here, last year, I think it was last year, if I remember correctly, last year the museum itself, after the death of Hadid, made a very, very beautiful exhibition, Hadid in Italy, because she made several projects in Italy, not only the Maxi, the Afragola station, the Salerno terminal, boat terminal, and her involvement was pretty important. And also, I would say that around 20% or even more of designers at Hadid are Italian. To tell that actually our graduated students, when they are able to make the jump, they are competing with others, and so I think around 20% are Italian, more or less, which is a big percentage. So as I said yesterday, here with this link, you go to that section that I was telling you that were my graduating students, that they study in some specific detail or some specific area of the thesis because they were interested on a specific topic that in some cases they developed in their own on their own work. This is a case, for example, of this student that basically studied very well these projects because it was inspirational for some elements of his work. So anyway, we talk about that, but that is pretty interesting. And this is a kind of a drawing that one of them made. We did not find the exact drawing in the Hadid thing, but that is a kind of symbolic idea that how the forces or the line that characterize the project by Hadid are basically intertwining with the urban contents and partially generated by that. This again is one vision that I think will go pretty clear with that idea that how the museum is you feel very much that that origin. And again, it is clearly that even from the expressive point of view, in the first place, this architecture wants to be, an infrastructure, although this becomes a very abstract term, but it's a good key to understand even how certain details are done. This is a crucial detail in a museum, of course, because, as you know, museums tend to have completely blank walls, because blank walls are a problem in a museum. You cannot hang a painting, you have light coming in, so they tend to have blank walls, but light is still an important issue. It became a more and more important issue, how you bring light in. So this particular way of detailing this issue is so important because it's related also to her expressive main idea. Prego. Yeah. Queste sono travi. Sono travi che purtroppo ogni tanto devono essere controventate E qua ci sono sostanzialmente gli shed.
Quindi è un diffusore.
Certo, questo in alto è un diffusore, certo. Prego. Ok. Here I create specific links in which you can do more or understand more about this project. Generally, in Wikipedia that is here, the drawings are often even redrawn, which is one of the great assets of this website, that are redrawn all in a kind of unified standard. And that is one of the reasons why this, ecco il dettaglio che dicevi, vedi, is one of the great assets of this, website. They really, in many cases, redraw the thing. So in a kind of unified standard. And this is the occasion that I put this link that okay, this is again is another, this is the website done in our department. It's called Archidia. There are things done quite well, again with in some cases, okay, I think it's also redrawn, and a selection of pictures that I believe are new pictures done by the group. Let's see what the movie is, if the movie is anything good or not. Already with that advertisement, I understand that the quality is not good, not exceptional, let's say not good. Okay. Of course, you can see, as I told you, this link are always very important. Archidaily Hadid contains all the projects several projects of Hadid, but the difference that if it is in Archidaily, generally there is a quite good text and a very good description of the images. So it's a good source already pre-selected. To do so. Look how many they have. Okay. And of course, again, the Zaha.com. Let's have a look there on the Maxi. Are you looking right? Okay. Not sicuro. Che succede? Non capisco perché non va. Boh. Non capisco perché non va. Okay, no. Let's try again. Okay. Close. Yeah. Non sembra che lo stia caricando. Ah, eccolo, here it is, okay. So, let's see, so you see a very large and beautiful selection of images, an important sketch, something that she thinks is important. Let's see if they have, paintings about, okay. So we can see the paintings, for example, starting. Because we know that the paintings are an interesting interpretation, right, of the
of the building.
There is something that seems a little bit too slow.
Okay.
Okay. Sta caricando. Da dove si vede che carica? Da qua? Eh? Ok, allora vediamo che ci fa vedere lui. Ecco, just to put you a little bit in the atmosphere, you know? See, this is, we are starting to see, it's the first time that we see a major building, no? Of Adid. This should go in sequence. Should appear something there. Qualcosa non funziona bene.
Si è aperta in un altro posto.
Ah, ecco, ok. Io le vorrei vedere in sequenza. Dovrebbe, ogni volta me le apre diverse. Vabbè, evidentemente c'è qualcosa che non va. E invece la sua principale... Ah, ecco, così le vorrei vedere, ok. Dov'è l'indice di caricamento per cui uno sta tranquillo che carica? È qua? No. Beh, sicuramente, ma adesso sarò io che non conosco troppo bene il sistema Windows, però non mi sembra che il sito funzioni bene adesso. Mi dispiace, volevo farvi fare un bel giretto. Ma non mi pare che ci riusciamo. È un po' incastrato. Vabbè, ok. Lo fate voi, lo possiamo vedere con... era bello perché è bello farvi vedere un po'... Forse c'è un video da qualche parte. Vediamo un po' se possiamo andare in Google... se c'è un bel video, cerchiamo, perché magari con quello ce la caviamo. Maxi YouTube Adid, vediamo se c'è un bel video. Non mi ispira più questo. Mi piace che c'è colori astratti. No, invece è tutta una stupidaggine. No, non sembra molto bello questo. Vediamo questo. Era quello di prima. E poi sempre senza suono. Questa cosa del suono avremmo dovuto risolvere però. Ok, vabbè. Ok, non possiamo... oggi poi non c'è più neanche il tecnico, vero, giusto? Quindi niente da fare. Va bene, ok. Torniamo alla mia lecture. Possiamo vederlo almeno noi dall'esterno, ecco, avere un poco una sensazione di cos'è. Ecco, questo è uno di questi collegamenti. E come vedete questo, cioè il museo accompagna anche il trattamento dello spazio esterno, no? E poi ci si può veramente andare da lì e lo si può vedere ovviamente in questo caso da varie angolazioni, no? Ma mi permette di camminare dentro, è carino, così almeno una sensazione. Non credo di poter andare dentro. No, qua si ferma. Puoi solo, dovresti prendere delle foto sferiche che ci sono da qualche parte per poterlo, diciamo, vedere dentro. Comunque, insomma, va bene. Ecco qua. Allora, l'altra lo fate voi, lo vedete voi con un po' più di attenzione. perché merita, ma purtroppo il sito di Adidio non ci ha dato una mano questa volta. L'altra opera realizzata e costruita di recente, mentre in questo caso the other work that that follows the idea of the infrastructure, it is clearly the Afragola station. In this case, it's a real infrastructure because it's a station. While in the other case, it's also just a metaphorical use of the term of infrastructure, right? In this case, it's not a real infrastructure. It wants to be an infrastructure. It's not an infrastructure. Instead, in the case of the Afragola, it is also an infrastructure because it's a high-speed station. And high-speed station means that in Italy, they've been starting probably 20 years ago, 15 years ago, has been doubling the railways. So the railways are not only the normal railways that still are operating, but there are new lines that are for high-speed train. So these new lines have specific regulations, differently, and also they need other stations. In many cases, they need other stations. So it's a program of new stations in Italy done following this. And some cases is a fortunate case, like this Afragola station. And some cases is something that I would die every time that I go as a lost occasion, a terrible lost occasion of architecture, like the Bologna station that really, I become crazy every time that I go there for the stupidity of the design. Per persone di Ferrara, di Bologna, non so se condividono questa cosa, ma io proprio mancavolo ogni volta che ci vado perché a huge lost occasion. And anyway, instead of Fragola, it is an interesting, surely an interesting design done by an architect that, of course, have this theme in the blood. As typology, you can clearly understand that it is a bridge station. That means that the body of the station is up on the rails, so you go then you go you are interconnecting the two parts in this from top, and then you go down to the rails itself. Clearly, this type everything we said it is so I think pretty evident in this scheme, in this simple diagrams. The other thing that you have to understand, just knowing the program, is a station that is also work as an interchange between local trains and high-speed trains, you know? So that's why there are the different type of rails there. And this image, of course, is related to the high-speed train. The accusation of this that is in a kind of nowhere situation, but is of course in a nowhere situation because this is the needs of a high speed station. That is not in the middle of a city. If you can, you do it like that. Then, of course, this area can be subject to a very interesting development if you have a good mind to do it. That means do it with a lot of respect or whatever should be respected, but it would be a great occasion. I don't know what is the situation. I think this is pretty recent photo though. And this again is one that I always thought as a key image of our thinking, you know, is the come si chiama anche l'altro il loom, the tool for the wheeler, the loom. And We can go and see the again the Afragola station here, although this seems in construction. Qua era in costruzione, non ci abbiamo foto nuove. There was in construction on this moment. Okay, so now we are ready for the answers. Okay, let's see, since everybody knows who are these important five architects, let's see if you really know. This will be interesting test for us. So, for example, I think Gary, everybody knows, no? At least one, I want to see only at least one element or one work or something that makes sense about this architect, just to be sure that we know who are talking about. Otherwise, it is very simple. It means that it is a big, big black hole in your formation. It's inconceivable that you don't know at least something. And since today we are in the world of the media, at least you check up internet. At least you check up internet. If you are more, you can read the book Architettura e Modernità. If you want to know more, you go in the library. But you cannot have black hole in your knowledge of this level. So I won't ask to the engineer, but because the engineer, they are in some way assolved, no? Because they are doing a kind of another basic education. But per esempio, Laura Boffi, una cosa su Terragni. One thing from about Terragni. Ciao Laura. Beh, la sa benissimo. Okay.
Yeah.
That is about it, more or less.
That's what I know about.
Terragni is the most important architect of the first part of Italy, in the first part of the century. So go deeper. At least you know one element, okay? But it's really, really. There are 20 pages dedicated to him in Architettura e Modernità, beside the fact that, of course, if you want to go deeper, you can go in this section. He's the most important architect of the first half of the century in Italy. Okay. Let's go Eichmann and Martina. We mentioned even today, no? Just to make an example, it's an important architect, many years that he's around, very good, okay, at least we know that. And Gary, let's do ASD2, che cosa è? ASD2?
Most probably engineers.
Ah, they are the engineers. I don't want to challenge any engineers. And Laura Boffi. Sì. Bilbao.
Sì.
Come?
Building.
Yes, of course. You know, it's a very well-known architect. And Khan? Emel Peterci? Dov'è Emel? Means that they are not present, vuol dire che hanno rinunciato? Ok. Ilaria Fabri? Yes, just to make an example, you know. Yes. And, well, right, I don't even ask, but I will ask anyway to one of the engineers instead. They must know, even if they are engineer. Mero? Guggenheim Museum in New York, for example, no? He's one of the major figure of the world architecture of all times, you know. So we are talking, okay, and Lara Garcia.
No, she's sick.
Avete bevuto troppo?
No.
Ilaria Fabio abbiamo già chiesto. A Blevin Mica abbiamo chiesto? Oh, Blevin, ma e Sauer? Ecco, ora, right, questo era tutto il gioco. Ho fatto tutto, I made all the game to arrive to this point. This is the game, the whole game. Because I was talking about curiosity yesterday. So I want that you start to develop some basic curiosity. That is very important. So I was playing with Levian yesterday in the car, saying, haha, now they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 names. 5 names, they belong more or less to a kind of star level, you know, very high level. Sauer, it is an extremely important and extremely interesting architect. In fact, we made a complete workshop on him. He's important in his architecture. Basically housing, low-rise, high-density housing project, but in America, and they were very influential for that specific seminar that had a little more a case study, no? In that case, it was not so abstract. So my assumption was that since for many people that was a black hole, it had been a good case to go and check. But that is just a game that we were doing. Anyway, Sauer, there is a section in the book Architecture and Modernity. How you go fast to find something in Architecture and Modernity when you search something? Anybody has a book? A copy today? Somebody had yesterday? Nobody? Eh? Sì, okay. How you do it fast? If you want to know about Sauer, how you do it fast? Okay, that is something extremely important as a tool in the book. So there is not only the index, because the index you can spend time, but there is a specific citation index name. That means that if you look for Sauer, that will give you the number of page, is correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just go there and jump there, find the pages. So it's a quick way to give you a basic information. And there is also, if I remember correctly, and this is something that I really wanted even in the Albanian edition, there is another information that is important, close to the name, what it is. She is Lou Sauer, and then?
The date of birth
and the date of death. That is, I remember that I worked 3 days only to update the name from the Italian edition to the Albanian edition. Because it was, I think the Albanian was 5 years after, 6 years after. So many actors died in the same time. And I did not want to give the Albanian a wrong information, like an architect was already dead 5 years ago, instead you have it there. So those are little details in the book and things that can guide you very in a fast way. Same thing with everybody. Of course you understand from how many pages are dedicated to the architect the relevance that he has, at least in the book. And Sauer has a pretty important relevance. Okay. So these are all parentheses to go there. So let's start the new session. It is 10:04. Com'è lo schedule? A che ora finiamo con loro? Circa? And what time we start again? What is the break? Is
From 1 to 2 o'clock.
Okay, so we can start this session, then you have to have a break, and then do the second one and a little bit of, and then we have.
But we can have even smaller breaks.
Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. But we have a then the afternoon. Okay, then we have the afternoon, right? Okay, in the afternoon also we have to do at least half an hour, 1 hour to organization of the work. They must know what they do, because they are already Saturday. The seminar will be in the morning of Sunday, right? In the early afternoon. So, okay. So just to understand the thing. So we start this other chapter that I call the Dynamic City Block. One at the beginning will think that
we can have audio.
Huh?
We can have audio.
Yes, we can have audio. We can ask audio. And one may think that Zadid is always fluid. It's always kind of elongated, spiraliform forms, etc. And that goes with a lot of assumptions. It is partially true. Many of these architectures are done in fluid forms, and particularly when there is the possibility or the sense of infrastructure in some way can be forced by some possibility or some context or some situation. But some projects, there are at least some projects in which she goes in a more, let's say, more cubic-like, more square-like or formal organization. At the same time, keeping the dynamic that she has as a tendency, as a way of interpreting even the whole concept of architecture. These are, I picked some projects that are belong to that category, and that can be I imagine that somebody will do an exercise of, that will do an exercise on those things. Gracias, Maria. Gracias, thank you very much. We'll do an exercise in that direction. Okay, one is this I think there is something wrong there. Groningen music pavilion, in which you will understand that the building, the little building, is kind of a series of layers, evidently reacting in different ways, but in something that represents a complete kind of block-like building. Will be interesting to study a little more this project to understand if or not there is some level of interactivity in this building or not. I found this page that was describing more or less this object. It is rather beautiful object per se, you know, in which you find an Hadid that is not a typical fluent Hadid. And also it's an approach to make architecture that is rather simple at the end. You know, if you understand the syntax, you can make a lot of things with this system. It's a system of different layers, kind of encapsulating one square form or square idea or parallelepiped idea. So it's an exercise that seems to me possible to be done in the scacchiere for some of you that does not want to go in further projects. Okay, they say that it exists, but does not exist anymore. Okay, the second important building of Zaha Hadid was this project in the IBA of Berlin. Now, a few words must be said so you understand a little more the context. IBA stands for International Baustelling Architecture or something. And in Germany, since the time of the Wasenhof in 1927, and even before, they had this idea to do live exhibition of architecture. That means to do new architecture in the city, but they will work for a while as an exhibition. The Wasenhof in 1927 was world famous, you know, again you can find all information in the book. It was the moment in which in Germany arrived Le Corbusier, Mies van der Rohe did the general planning, and Le Corbusier, Oud, Gropius, etc., they all made a building that were visited by millions of visitors, because it was the first time that you see that type of architecture, and later on has been changed in normal housing. And if you go in Stuttgart today, you can go to see the neighborhood inhabited and extremely well maintained, and it's a nice visit, I think, a very nice visit. You feel that kind of a little bit of exhibition in the way that there are different type of building in a way close to the other with different interpretation of the modernist and different experiment in structure, fenestration and things like that. So it's an interesting because you feel a little bit the origin, but it's also a normal neighborhood. In the 50s in Berlin had been another very important IBA, and was the moment in which basically the concept of the most advanced modernist was used. They were building, the most important building that is in the IBA of the 50s, it is the Le Corbusier Unité d'Habitation that was built there, and there are many others. In the 80s, another IBA started in Berlin. The main idea now, it became the idea to go back in a more ancient, if you want, idea of making the city. That was the city block and the Ruhr corridor again. The idea of the modernist, the free building in the plan, the idea of Le Corbusier against the Rue Corridor, etc., they were considered all not important anymore. It was important to go back to the street building blocks kind of organization. So the great majority of the building were done in that way, and the main hero of that type of architecture was of course Aldo Rossi, that made several important buildings, and Vittorio Gregozzi, a little bit. Leon Krier was a king of Bob and Leon Krier, Giorgio Grassi, etc. So the main idea was going back to the block. Eichmann was a little bit strange in this context. We saw the building the other times, but even more strange was this young architect at his basic first important project, Zadid. And of course, Zadid cannot go in that idea, but had at the same time to adhere to a series of very strict regulation that are present in Germany, and I admire always very much this building, more than others that are kind of more flamboyant, because particularly if you go there, you feel how intelligent is the way that she interprets architecture in the real context. Basically, what she did, she divided the building in two parts. One that is a long part, which is this one over there, that has one type of organization of dwellings with stores on the basement, and then to have this almost explosion, if you want, or this very dynamic force at the end, with this other typology that becomes much many more floors. And so this is on one side adhere to what was the requested program, and the other side, particularly if you go there and you experience the building in reality, you understand how architecture can really interpret the context, but without adhering in a passive way with what is already there. So it does not mean that you have to do a building like this one, exactly like this one here, etc., then to interpret the context. That will be a very passive and not really enriching thing. But the important thing is not to do an enriching thing by like this. You must have the taste, the sensibility, and the real understanding to really do that. So this building is a building that I put with the few images that I was possible to do it in the book, and it is in the book at this page. And then I wanted also to put the plans. Again, all these are decisions that I did very carefully, because I think it's important to understand also as a kind of, let's say, normal program, like a city block, it is done by a digital. Let's see in the Google location. Oh, fine. Probably here I think I made a mistake in the link. Too bad, I will try to fix it later. Okay. Vediamo se this will help us. It works better now, it became better. Vediamo che cosa ci dice adesso, se magari funziona meglio di prima. Ok. Yes, in few moments, ok? We don't do the next project. I just wanted, my desire was to just see in context. Okay, because that changed very much the feeling of this building. So really, let's see if we can do this part. Okay, yeah. Eccolo. Eccolo. Really, when you walk along this street and you finally find these elements, I don't know, there is something that always fascinated me in that particular angle and situation. I think it was very, very interesting and very expressive. I lost it. I think it is over there. Let's see from here. And also it's very interesting this change, you know. Then this part at this, look how the architecture in this case must be very simple. This is what it is interesting. You cannot do great gestures, but the gestures that are done are so significant. That's why I always I'm impressed by this building, because it's at the end it is just simple architecture. You don't have to do specific great muscles, no? But look, for example, this angle on this side, this separation between this part and this part, how important it is how you perceive the building coming from this part, you know? And the way that also this one is sold. And then when you go there, instead you find a completely different treatment, right? Look. It's a nice building. Okay, so we have a break. How much time you want? Eh? 10? We can do 15 easily, because 10 nobody would be here. At 15 to 11 we see here. At 15 to 11 will be fine. Yeah. But you must be here in time though. Fermiamo.